SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Never a sure thing in the first place. Another round of U.S.-Iran talks is in doubt. An Iranian ship, a blockade runner, has been seized by the U.S. military in the latest dust-up between the U.S. and Iran. Five people injured, a shooting over the weekend near the University of Iowa, Iowa City campus. As of now, no arrests. A horrific scene, a massacre in Shreveport.
A domestic dispute in Louisiana leaves at least eight children dead, according to police, who say a relative is behind the deadly shooting of 10 juveniles, the youngest a one-year-old. Shreveport Police Department spokesperson Chris Bordelon.
We do know that some of the children inside were his descendants.
Police Chief Wayne Smith.
My heart is just taken back. I just cannot begin to imagine how such an event can occur.
Police say the shootings took place early Sunday at two homes before the gunman carjacked a vehicle and was shot by police. I'm Julie Walker.
This week, the nation's capital is abuzz with the sound of scripture being read aloud at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. Every verse of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is being read aloud. An army of volunteer readers will stand at the podium for brief readings from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily until the entire Bible is read in 7 days. The event is America Reads the Bible. On Tuesday, April 21st at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, President Trump will read scripture via video from the Oval Office. Among the other readers, members of the president's cabinet, members of Congress, governors, some well-known pastors, and Salem Media CEO Dave Santrella. The event will be live streamed. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 282 points. This is SRN News. California's providing sex change operations to illegal immigrants.
According to investigative journalist Christopher Ruffo in a New York Post article, the Golden State will give drugs and surgeries to illegals who wish to live as the opposite sex. Ruffo reports that this fact has become known in Latin America, prompting a number of transgender people to come to the U.S. in hopes of accessing California's very liberal health care options. State officials say they want to extend health care to, quote, marginalized communities. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Freedom reports that despite some small improvements in recent years, conditions for Christians in Cuba still bleak. The commission says the Cuban government maintains its comprehensive legal framework for suppressing freedom of religion or belief, under which religious leaders and communities are continually harassed and threatened. Authorities also reneged on limited relief that was briefly granted. This is SRN News. Elon Musk has been summoned to Paris, part of an investigation into alleged misconduct on the social media platform X. French authorities looking into the spread of child sexual abuse materials and deep fake content. It would be a voluntary interview. A blockbuster football trade headlining the build-up to this week's NFL draft.
The Cincinnati Bengals acquired three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence from the New York Giants for the 10th pick in this week's NFL draft. The teams announced the deal Sunday after agreeing to it Saturday night. Cincinnati then signed Lawrence to an extension that pays him an average of $28 million through the 2028 NFL season. Lawrence asked for a trade earlier this month because he wanted a new contract. The Giants now have two picks in the top 10 in coach John Harbaugh's first draft in charge. I'm Geffen Coolball.
More details, SRNnews.com.